This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The armed wing of the Palestinian Hamas militant group said on Monday it had released two Israeli women on health grounds. As sources said, the United States had advised Israel to hold off on a ground assault in the Gaza Strip. A video distributed by Hamas is said to show militants walking with two women hostages towards Red Crescent vehicles ahead of their release. Quote, "We decided to release them for humanitarian and poor health grounds," a spokesman for the armed wing said on Telegram. They were freed following the release of an American woman and her daughter on Friday. U.S. troops in Syria fended off another in what has been a series of drone attacks targeting American bases and facilities in the Middle East. Defense officials say they are holding Iran responsible. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more from the Pentagon.
The latest incident targeted the Antaf garrison in southern Syria.
No injuries to U.S. forces.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says all signs point to Tehran.
We know that these groups are groups that are backed by Iran.
This is the second time in as many weeks that Antaf has been targeted. A drone attack last week caused minor injuries. On Saturday, the Pentagon announced it's bolstering its forces in the Middle East, sending a second carrier strike group to the region, along with a THAAD anti-ballistic missile defense system and multiple Patriot missile defense systems. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Israel pounded hundreds of targets in Gaza from the air on Monday while its soldiers fought Hamas militants during raids into the besieged Palestinian enclave, where deaths are soaring and civilians are trapped in harrowing conditions.